Dirt Doctor Radio, where you'll get advice and answers from the guy who leads the organic charge. Author, landscape architect, arborist, and your host, the Dirt Doctor, Howard Garrett.
Thank you, Logan, and welcome everybody back to the show. 866-444-3478 is the number to call and be on the show. 866-444-3478. This hour is brought to you by TORC, Texas Organic Research Center, and the Organic Club of America. TORC is our not-for-profit organization involved in the research and data of things organic. The Organic Club of America is our membership area of the website, dirtdoctor.com. And as I mentioned in the previous hour, we have a newsletter that's free. The current one is about the books that I recommend that aren't my books, that are other people's books. And I think it'll help you. It's the books, basically, that I've learned a lot from. And some are just fun reading. The one that's featured is the one called Seeing Trees. And it's just beautiful photography and some great information about some of the main trees that primary trees that grow around the United States. And I said I was going to give you more detail about the author's name and all, and I forgot to pull it up. So I'll do it before the show ends, I promise. But you can go to the website, dirtdoctor.com, and we have the current newsletters there if you don't get the newsletter. To get our newsletter, just simply send us an email with your email address, and you'll get it on a weekly basis. Or quicker, easier, is just to fill out the little form that's on the homepage of dirtdoctor.com. We were talking to our snake man friend, Daryl, and ran out of time. What else did you have, Daryl?
Oh, well, just a quickie about glue boards. Well, I don't have a problem with the version you're talking about for moths. Should you ever use a glue board, I don't really like the ones that sit on the floor at all.
I agree.
It's a really inhumane way to kill something, but if you ever do find something stuck to one that you want to let loose, just introduce oil, mineral, vegetable, just avoid motor. It'll work its way free. Yeah, yeah.
Good tip. Okay.
So the trick is to monitor the thing often enough that you don't leave the thing sitting there long enough that it's too late.
Yeah.
But I wanted to ask you about something else, because almost nobody's talking about this. In Japan right now, we're playing the biggest and most apocalyptic game of pickup sticks in the history of humanity. I mean, they've got to get those fuel rods out of that building. They're literally working on it now. And it's TEPCO, which has already been proven quite inept, and they were supplied by GE, which is another story altogether. And there's a whole lot at stake. I mean, you drop one of those. You remember playing pickup sticks. You drop a single stick. And the explosion will be big enough that, I mean, some of the numbers say that we could have to evacuate the West Coast in a few days. I'm just wondering, is there any discussion going on now about increased radiation levels in the soil right now? That's a really good argument for using lots of zeolite. It's also a good argument for having zeolite in your diet, for that matter. But what are your thoughts about that whole thing?
Well, it's scary. It really is. And it's really scary if you have a daughter that's in Vietnam right now.
Oh, dear.
Which I do. Yeah, it's scary stuff. What do you... What the solution is, I don't know. It's big, and I doubt that we have gotten all the information about it. You're right about zeolite. I think everybody ought to have lots and lots of zeolite around and use for decontaminating anything. And it, believe it or not, will lock up radioactivity. There was Russian research done about it years ago where they had radioactive vials set up, and they ran – they ran radioactive material through zeolite, and they actually collected it all and cleaned it up completely. But how do you do that if it's floating around in the air and, you know, being deposited in the water and all over the soil and everything else? There's going to have to be an awful lot of zeolite. So I'm not smart.
Yeah, do we have enough to treat the whole ocean?
Yeah, it's a scary kind of thing. I hope that it's more under control than it may be. I don't know what we can do about it. I was going to go to Japan a couple of years ago and haven't gone yet. And you're told by people that away from that site, you know, there's not any problem are all. Can we totally believe that or not? I don't know.
I will forward you an article that's kind of hard to find. It's got a whole lot of detail.
Okay. I'd like to read it. And
yeah, there's a lot of numbers.
Thanks for the downer, Daryl.
I'm sorry?
Thanks for the downer. Thanks for calling.
Absolutely. Everything is coming up roses.
All right. See you later. Let's go to Vernal, Utah, once again. Two callers from there today. Randy. Hi, Randy.
Hi. How are you today?
I'm doing very well. What's up?
I bought some property a while ago, and it's full of cobble rock. I want to put a lawn in there. I thought I'd call you and see what your recommendation on that is.
What kind of rock are you calling it?
Cobble rock.
Just big pieces of rock all over the place?
Oh, yeah, yep.
Well, rock is no problem for growing grass except for the physical situation, you know, just having big old lumpy rocks. So just raking the big rocks out, leaving the rock that's under the smooth surface there is fine. I mean, we deal with that all the time here in the Dallas-Fort Worth area. Instead of having what you have, we have caliche and white limestone, but same kind of thing. You can actually plant the lawn grasses that we use right on, you know, highly caliche and rock filled soil, and it'll do well. The more, the less rock and the more soil you have, the better the grass will like it. But you don't have to go down into the soil and remove all the rocks 2 feet deep or anything like that. Just rake it off the surface and plant away. Do the techniques, you know, and the applications that we recommend. The main one is after solid sod is put down, put a half inch of compost over the top, and then start using your organic fertilizer on top of the sod. If you plant from seed, get the seed planted after germination has occurred and you're at the point of, you know, mowing for the first time. You put out your first real substantial organic fertilizer, but you can spray compost tea or the entire Garrett juice mixture even before that. And of course, in, you know, cold climate like that, you've got to wait even with the cool season stuff till it's a little warmer to plant.
And my concern with the cobble rock was the porosity in it. Is that going to affect how much water I lose from the surface?
Yes, probably to some degree. But we use lava sand a lot, and it's very, very porous. And it has the ability, even though it's porous material, it has the ability to hold moisture at just the right level for a long time. And so your rock probably will have similar kind of properties. The bottom line is whatever your base material rock is, you can, you know, you can use it. You don't have to dig it all out and bring in something totally new.
Okay, well, thank you. I appreciate that.
Just get the big stuff out.
Right.
All right. Thank you, Randy.
Thank you.
The next caller is John in Omaha, Texas. Hey, John.
Okay. I hope everybody's doing okay. What do you know about that Chinese beetle that came across into Georgia about 2 or 3 years ago, and it's supposedly destroying kind of a soft tissue tree?
Chinese beetle. Are you talking, you talking about the...
They're real small beetles, like 2 millimeters in length from what I hear, and it kind of bores itself into the bark.
Okay. Maybe some sort of a flea beetle. I'm not sure exactly what it would be, John, so I don't know that much detail about it. Anytime you have an introduced species like that, it you get into a little bit different approach on insect control. A buddy of mine, one of my arborist buddies up in Boston, has been working on that kind of thing quite a bit because they've had several introduced species that have come into the through the East Coast and are in the Boston area. And he has developed a system of treating trees with what's called Arbor Jet. It's A-R-B-O-R, Arbor Jet.
Mm-hmm.
And what they're doing is that they're injecting, in some cases, some chemical pesticides, which I'm not a huge fan of. But they also, after we, you know, pressured him a little bit, he started looking into some organic ideas. And he's using two things that I don't have a problem with at all. One of them is a phosphorus injection. It's a phosphojet is what it's called, and it's injected into the tree just like you would inject a toxic chemical. They have new equipment that works very well. It's very effective, and it puts this phosphorus in the soil, I mean directly into the tree, and it controls insects and diseases extremely well. The other thing that you could look into would be neem, the real high-quality neem products like, I'm thinking of the name in a minute when I come back. Let me put you on hold, and we'll be back right after this.
You've planned, packed, paid, and are counting down the days. Whether it's a trip of a lifetime or a weekend getaway, don't risk ruining your hard-earned vacation by neglecting to protect your health. Hi, I'm Susie Cohen, author of The 24-Hour Pharmacist, and I'm often asked how to prevent illness when traveling. I recommend packing award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics as the best defense against traveler's tummy. The convenient, travel-friendly blister packs are portable and never need to be refrigerated. Backed by 25 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's probiotics used various strains of live beneficial bacteria combined in a centuries-old Japanese fermentation process. The result is a superior supplement that enhances immunity and digestion, so it helps reduce the risk of getting traveler's diarrhea caused by foodborne bacteria. Stay healthy while traveling and remember to pack your probiotics.
Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference. Dr. O'Hara's probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
There is a new version of Garrett Juice. It is Garrett Juice Pro. Green Industries is the manufacturer. Garrett Juice Pro consists of oilseed extracts, apple cider vinegar, molasses, seaweed, bacteria, and beneficial fungi. There is also Garrett Juice Hybrid for those who haven't gone completely organic. Ask for it in our local garden center, farm and feed, or hardware store. For more information, call 877-665-2121 or go to GarrettJuicePro.com. That's 877-655-2121 or GarrettJuicePro.com.
Okay, gardeners and farmers, for over 30 years, Arbico Organics has been a leading provider to growers nationwide. Arbico Organics offers beneficial insects, natural fly control, mosquito control, beneficial nematodes, grub and beetle control, insect traps, and many other pest solutions. Call 800-SOS-BUGS, 800-827-2847 to speak with one of their friendly specialists or go online to arbico-organics.com. That's arbico-organics.com.
Roses are our best medicinal and culinary herbs. They should be grown organically because when roses are loaded with toxic pesticides and other chemicals, the natural benefits of roses are squandered. Rosehip tea or using rose petals in teas or salads is a good idea if the plants haven't been sprayed with synthetic poisons. For the best results with roses, plant well-adapted roses for your area. Roses on their own roots are often the best choices. Planting, watering, and feeding instructions for roses can be found on the homepage of DirtDoctor.com. Click on Organic Guides and look for the Organic Rose Program. For disease control in general, spray roses with Garrett Juice Plus and BioWash or garlic pepper tea. For insect pests, spray essential oil products, Garrett Juice Plus, and BioWash. Dust, if necessary, with natural diatomaceous earth. For thrips, apply beneficial nematodes to the soil in early spring or when foliage begins to grow. To learn more about growing roses the natural way, go to DirtDoctor.com.
Here are some myths and truths about healthy eating. Myth: vitamin B12 can be obtained from certain plant sources such as blue-green algae and soy products. Truth: vitamin B12 is not absorbed from plant sources. Modern soy products increase the body's need for B12. Myth: animal fats cause cancer and heart disease. Truth: animal fats contain many nutrients that protect against cancer and heart disease. Elevated rates of cancer and heart disease are associated with consumption of large amounts of processed vegetable oils. Myth: children benefit from a low-fat diet. Truth: children on low-fat diets suffer from growth problems, failure to thrive, and learning disabilities. Visit HowardGarrett.com for more information on living a healthier lifestyle and for finding great natural organic products.
The first step to a beautiful lawn this spring is an application of Revive. Hi, Dale Langford here. You know, I've been writing lawn and garden columns for over 40 years. and I found one product that really works. It's Revive Organic Soil Treatment. Revive is a proven, unique formula of wetting agents, soil conditioners, and nutrients. It's organic-based, safe for kids and pets, and will not burn your lawn. Revive moves fertilizer and water down deep to the roots. Hey, that saves water and fertilizer, and that saves money. The results are spectacular. Get greener grass with less water, a lush, dark green, healthy lawn that you can be proud of. And remember, saving water is saving money. Revive is available at your favorite garden center. Visit revive.com for more information and store locations. Use Revive every few weeks for the greenest lawn on your block. In fact, use Revive right now. It works.
Compost is nature's own living fertilizer and can be made at home or purchased ready to use. It can be started any time of the year in sun or shade, and anything once living, plant or animal, can and should go into the compost. The ingredients in your compost should be a mix of coarse and fine textured material to promote air circulation through the pile. Turn the pile as time allows to speed up the process. However, turning is not critical. Moisture is important. A compost pile should be roughly as wet as a squeezed out sponge to help the living organisms thrive and work their magic. Compost is ready to use as a soil amendment when the ingredients are no longer identifiable. The color is a dark brown, the texture is soft and crumbly, and the smell is pleasant like the forest floor. Rough, unfinished compost can be used as top dressing mulch around all plantings. Finished compost is used in potting soil and bed preparation. You can learn more about composting and natural organic gardening at dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were talking to John in Omaha, Texas. John, drew a blank there on the name of the product. The neem product I was trying to think of is Azosol. And Azosol is a dry product, wettable powder, and it's far, far more insect-killing effective, you know, than some of the liquid products and all that are out there on the market. There's another one called Neem Biosys, S-Y-S, that looks really good as well. But when you have invasive species, which is probably what you're talking about here, and some of the ones that we've already had to deal with are things like the emerald ash borer, certain exotic species of flea beetles, the hemlock adelgid that came in up in the East Coast. Those are things that you sometimes have to use this technique to control, because just keeping the tree healthy on those invasive species sometimes doesn't work 100%.
Well, from what I understand, this beetle drives a hole into the cambium, and then it looks for fungus.
Right.
And if they don't find fungus, they'll just come back out. But 3 days later, the next beetle that goes in there has got fungus in there. And
does the same thing.
Eat.
Yeah. Well, injecting in this case,
form of consumption.
Well, injecting in this case with either the PhosphoJet or this Azosol, either one would take care of that problem.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Thank you.
Appreciate the call. It's Danny in Bosque County, Texas. Hey, Danny.
Morning, Howard. We're going to be reworking a bed on the north side of the house, and I'm looking for some foundation plantings. I'm drawn to this new dark-leaved elderberries that are out, but I'm kind of concerned about them being water pigs. So then I'm thinking maybe an alternative of American Beautyberry. And I just wanted to get your thoughts on that.
Well, you didn't go the right direction. American Beautyberry likes lots of water.
Okay.
Yeah. The dark, I like your idea of the dark elderberry. I haven't grown that, and I'd like to plant some. Regular elderberry is a neat plant. The fruit is wonderful if you can get it before the birds do, but it's kind of a weedy plant. You know, it's not a really very good-looking plant. That new one, the dark leaves, is being marketed to be a better-looking plant for landscaping. So why don't you give it a shot? You're in charge of that research.
Okay, so I need to think of the American Beautyberry is a water-hungry plant, huh?
Oh, yeah, it likes a lot of water. Yeah.
Well, wow, I was misinformed about
that. Yeah, it's
that.
A native plant, but, you know, it's a native plant that likes to drink a lot.
Mm-hmm. We have pink Turk's cap, and I'm curious, as time goes on, we've had experience with plants that are a little away from the normal color. what are the chances of them turning back to orange, or do they normally stay pink?
I don't know. I planted a pink one that Bob Webster gave me, my friend down in San Antonio, and I don't know where it is anymore. It either turned to red or, you know, got crowded out by my jungly planting that I've got at home. So I don't have any pink growing right now, so it may not be that tough and may not be that easy to do.
Or just revert to the orange-red.
Could be, yeah.
When to put out nematodes? February, March, when's the best time?
Whenever you have a problem. If we have a warm stretch in the middle of the winter, for example, and fleas pop up, I saw a situation just a couple of days ago where there were box elder beetles all over the base of a tree right after freezing weather. But so, in other words, whenever it's warm enough for there to be a pest that you want to take care of, it's warm enough for the beneficial nematodes.
Okay. I appreciate it, Howard, and thank you for all you do.
Thank you. Appreciate the call. Uh-huh. We recommend to everybody that you put out beneficial nematodes in the spring when things start growing again. But the rest of the year, and, you know, the beneficial nematodes that Arbico sells are the ones that I'm personally using myself. I just think they're fantastic. Use them whenever you've got an issue with some pest that needs to be taken care of. Mike of the garlic variety next up. Hey, garlic, Mike.
Hey, Howard. How's it going, buddy?
Very well. What's up with your garlic garden these days?
Well, I went and sprayed Garrett juice on the bed just before the freeze hit.
Okay.
And I knew I had a whole bunch of little tiny black ants in there, but they don't eat much, so I didn't worry with them. But they have decided to follow me into the house by the million.
Really?
And I've dusted the house. We have all hard floors. We don't have carpet anywhere. So I've gone and put DE around the corners, the baseboards. They're coming down through the walls, down at the base of the door frames to come out into the rooms.
Interesting. They didn't like the cold weather, so they decided to come in and visit with you in there, huh?
They seem to be better predictors of weather than the Weather Channel.
Let me tell you something that a couple of things that might be worth a try. One would be to spray orange oil or, you know, make your own with 2 ounces of orange oil per gallon of water. You can even make it stronger than that if it's not going to hit any plants. And you can use it to spray around. And some ants, carpenter ants, for example, are greatly repelled by orange oil. And maybe these little black ants will be too. So that'd be worth trying. The other thing is that you could try is to put diatomaceous earth, natural diatomaceous earth, into a big bowl. And then gently pour some orange oil into the DE and stir it as you're going. And put as much in as you can. Up to the point where it would not be a dusty, you know, material anymore. And then you can dust this orange oil-laced DE around. It would kill them to a degree as well as repel them.
Okay. That sounds like my plan.
Sounds like a deal that you're in charge of.
Thank you, sir.
All right. Talk to you later. That's Garlic Mike. I'm Howard Garrett. Telephone number is 866-444-3478. I'll be back.
With SRN News, I'm Michael Harrington in Washington. A storm that has dumped a foot or more of snow in the northeast is making travel more difficult, drawing cheers from ski area operators. 13 inches of fresh snow in some places. The storm should blow out to sea today. An Associated Press GFK poll finds Americans who already have health insurance are blaming the new health care law for their rising premiums and deductibles. Nearly half of those with job-based or other private coverage say their policies will be changing next year for the worse. Nelson Mandela has been laid to rest today in the rural South African village that was the anti-apartheid leader's boyhood home. Several thousand people gathered in a huge white tent for the former president's state funeral. 2 U.S. senators in the crowd as about 200,000 anti-government protesters converged on the central square of Ukraine's capital today. Senators John McCain and Chris Murphy joined the rally in Kiev. This is SRN News.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226. That's 1-800-581-7226. 1-800-581-7226.
With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss. After much speculation, the University of Texas has announced that Mack Brown is stepping down after 16 seasons, but will coach the Longhorns in the Alamo Bowl against Oregon on December 30th. Brown's team won the national championship in 2005 and appeared in another BCS title game. Now speculation will certainly begin as to Brown's replacement. Navy dominated the Army in extending its winning streak to a series record 12 straight games. Navy quarterback Keenan Reynolds with 136 yards rushing and three touchdowns and a 34-7 victory says beating Army every year is a top priority.
This is our number one goal every year, to beat Army. And then right behind that to win the Commander in Chief's trophy. So, I mean, it's huge.
Florida State quarterback Jameis Winston, the runaway winner of the Heisman Trophy, says he's honored to be part of college football history.
I cannot explain the feeling that I have inside right now. I mean, I'm so overwhelmed, like I said, man. It's just awesome.
The 19-year-old Winston is the second freshman to win the award. This is Esrin Sports. Top 25 hoops saw number one Arizona beat Michigan 72-70. Wildcats coach Sean Miller says his team did a good job in coming back from an 11-point second-half deficit.
In the second half, our shots in and around the basket, we really did a good job of connecting. And I thought we didn't turn it over and got two-point shots around the rim and rebounded. And we're fortunate to make that deficit up.
18th-ranked North Carolina won the day's lone matchup of top 25 teams 82-77 over number 11 Kentucky. Number 3 Ohio State beat North Dakota State 79-62. It was number 4 Wisconsin 86, Eastern Kentucky 61. Number 5 Michigan State 67, Oakland 63. 6th-ranked Louisville 79, Western Kentucky 63. Number 7 Oklahoma State 70, Louisiana Tech 55. Number 12 Wichita State 70, Tennessee 61. Number 13 Kansas 80, New Mexico 63. 15th-ranked Oregon 71, Illinois 64. Number 20 Gonzaga 68, South Alabama 59. Number 22 UMass 80, Northern Illinois 54. With SRN Sports, I'm Patrick Foss.
Come.
All right, Howard Garrett back with you. Somebody called in and couldn't hold, apparently, and wanted to know what the post office box was to send us information or to buy my books. It brings up a couple of things. Those of you that want some information and don't do internet or whatever, we do have a mailing address. It's P.O. Box 140650. You can send a letter and ask a question or something that way if you want to. It's P.O. Box 140650, Dallas 75214. P.O. Box 140650, Dallas, Texas 75214. But we don't sell books. I know a lot other people do. In fact, that's all some people talk about all day long is selling their books, but we don't sell them at all. You can buy any of my books, any of the 15 books, on various mail order situations online, you know, from Amazon to the Natural Organic Warehouse and all kinds of other people that sell online organic stuff, retail stores. Some have my books in stock. The only traditional bookstore that I know of right now that sells a good supply of my books is Barnes & Noble, so that's another way to go, and they have an online kind of thing too. But if you want to just get some basic information or whatever, you can use that post office box. But if you need to buy one of my books or something like that, you need to go to a mail order company. A lot of people think that I sell books and products and all kinds of things. We don't sell anything. We don't sell any of that stuff, including Garrett Juice. Garrett Juice is not a product we sell. Garrett Juice is something where we do own the name and we license the use of the name, but we don't have any products at all. Hope that helps. And back to the phone line, Sonora in Pottsboro, Texas.
Hi, Ed.
Hi, Sonora.
We used kitty litter on the ice this year. Biggest mess ever had. So I'm needing more information about what kind of kitty litter. I believe we bought the clumping kind. Does that make a difference?
It makes a big difference. And I tried to explain that, but obviously I didn't do a very good job.
Well, you might have. I just might not have been listening that time.
The clumping kind has, Sonora, some sort of a clay material in it. And we don't recommend it even for the cats. If they ingest it, it can cause clumping, you know, inside their bodies. The only kitty litters that we recommend, number one is zeolite, and then number two would be some kind of a corn or paper product. I could put them kind of in the same category because they're okay. The ones that are clumping clays, I don't think should be on the market. I think they're very, very dangerous for the cats, and that's probably what you used and why it's a mess. What you want to look for, that's a it'll say on the bags whether it's pure zeolite or not. But the way you can get around that is don't buy kitty litter, just buy zeolite. You go to the store, go to the farm stores that sell, you know, products for horses and things like that, and they have a product that's called PDZ or PZD, something like that. It's a zeolite product that is sold to use in horse stalls, and it is a zeolite that makes a perfect kitty litter. You can go to a place like Gecko Hardware or any of the stores that sell organic products, and they may have a product in the shelves that just says zeolite used for horticultural uses, and you can buy that. On the other hand, there are several kitty litter products that there's nothing in the bag but zeolite. You'll just have to look and see what it is. It ought to be, you know, pure white and not have any clay or dusty material in it at all.
Okay. Well, that tells me what I need to know.
And the other thing to do on ice, is so you don't make a mistake next time too, is keep some bags of lava sand around, because one, lava sand is a lot cheaper than zeolite, and two, there's when you buy lava sand, I mean, it's just lava sand. There's no way to get mixed up about other ingredients being in it or anything like that. And lava sand probably works even better than zeolite. Zeolite's okay, but the lava sand's better.
Okay, great. I do have another question.
Sure.
At one time, you were recommending a device to be used when you were bitten by a snake or a spider, the electric probes.
Mm-hmm.
I haven't heard anything about that in a while.
Well,
did you determine that wasn't good?
No, it's just that some people, you know, like hearing about it and some don't. And I bring it up if anybody's interested in it. It's in my book that Malcolm Beck and I did, the Texas Bug Book. The detailed information is in there about it. I think we still have it on the website. It's called be in the library under snake bites and things like that. I used it when I got stung a whole bunch of times by hornets.
Mm-hmm.
I stuck a shovel down into a Texas yellow jacket nest while I was out gardening in shorts and sandals.
Uh-huh.
And I got stung about 50 times. It was pretty serious. I mean, I got pretty sick, and I tried to do the show a day later, and I tried zapping myself with it. Well, there were just too many stings for it to do any good. But with one bite of a brown recluse or black widow or a snake bite, this thing, it's a little electric prod is what it is. And it's theoretically, I've never been bitten by one of those things and used it specifically on it, but it theoretically neutralizes the protein of the poison and will counteract the bite. I don't know how Daryl feels about it. I think our snake friend, I think he and I have talked about it in the past, but I don't remember what he said. It's best just to get to a doctor. If you have one of those things and you're out in the boonies, apparently it has saved some people's lives.
Okay. have any information as to whether it's safe to be used on children?
I really don't. The only thing that we have on it is what we've got in the Texas Bug Book. Okay. And there's a fellow that is a doctor over in the Granbury area who told me about it originally. And we may have his contact information in the Texas Bug Book for you to check it out. It's one of those things that's worthwhile to know about, and there may be something to it.
Okay, great. Well, thank you. I appreciate the information, Howard.
Appreciate the call.
Bye-bye.
866-444-3478. Apparently, it came about because somebody was bitten by a snake way out in the boondocks, and they somehow ran into an electric wire on a fence or a car battery or something, and it killed it. I think I remember what Daryl said about it. Daryl said that it doesn't work, and that probably what happened was the person that got bit by the snake that did have electric shock, and it appeared to solve it. He said the snake probably didn't put any poison in the person. A snake can, you know, do it or not, or the venom amount can be regulated by the snake, and maybe that's what it was. So I don't know. It's worth knowing about. It's in the book. It's in my book. Ron in Brookings, Oregon, next up. Hey, Ron.
Hey, how you doing, Howard?
Good. What's up?
Well, a couple of insights or comments. One is about the sapsucker, the woodpecker.
Yeah.
Out here in your conifer forest in the late spring or summer, just from observation, the sapsucker will come along to a perfect healthy tree looking for a white fur. When they're young, they're real thin bark. And when the sap's up and flowing, he'll come in and poke the first holes in, and then your winged insects will come in and lay the eggs. And through the course of that tree's life, as that bark thickens and gets thicker, it'll be a continuous source of food for those, for the woodpecker, sapsucker, flickers, whatever.
Uh-huh.
It's not necessarily always a weak tree, and if I hadn't observed it many times, I never would have believed it. But.
Well, I will disagree with you a little bit on it and agree with you, too. I'm sure that birds do hit trees that aren't under some specific serious stress. But on the other hand, and there's documentation and research to back it up, Ron. There's a book on it, and I've got the book referenced on our website. If you go into the library under sapsucker or woodpecker, we've got that little book where I got the information in there, and you can get it through used books and, you know, searches on the internet and that sort of thing. And it was university research. But
yeah.
What the deal is, they'll probably will hit a tree that's healthy, but they will be more attracted to one that for whatever reason is in a little stress due to
I'm just saying that they're off. It's no difference than a man tapping a maple tree for syrup. They're not, you know, they're pretty wise critters. All critters, you know, that's how they have survived, is by, you know, opportunity. But it's really interesting why they'll pick a certain young tree, real healthy, vibrant.
Well, it looks healthy and vibrant, but there may be something to it that caused it to concentrate its sugar for whatever reason, because they're real smart. They can detect that, and that's what they're after. They're wanting the most sugar and the highest Brix level that they can find, and that tends to be concentrated in trees that are, for whatever reason, are under some kind of stress.
Yeah, well, we don't have it out here when it's raining and it's 56 degrees average year-round, you know, moist all the time.
Yeah.
We don't have a lot of stress trees other than when they're, you know, when the fungal attacks usually from the earth, you know, a root rot comes in. Otherwise, the trees on the coast are not susceptible to so much stress.
Sure. One of the ways you can see what I'm talking about and what's in this research, there's something to it. Just notice that they passed up all these trees, but they hit that one. And then they passed up all these, and they hit that one. Why did they do that? Well,
I've worked in a lot of the reforestation work I've done is it's not clear cuts. It's in where they're, you know, they'll be the young, the old, and whatever trees in between. And of course, the sap sucker doesn't want to go through a hard white fir like hemlock.
That's exactly, you're right. You're exactly right.
Is harder than hubs of hell.
Yeah.
When they're young, it's just you can go up with your fingernail and scratch, you know, and that sap will flow right now. Boom.
Yeah, it's easy. It's easy to get. That's another part of the puzzle. Yeah.
Yeah.
Ron, we always enjoy you calling. Thank you, sir.
There was the other item was on the radiation. The guy called in about what can you do about radiation.
Yeah.
Well, if you go to I've raised saprolite mushrooms, the shiitake and maitake, to eat out in the woods under the conifer, on logs. Well, if you go to the TED Talks.
Hey, Ron, let's not rush this. Can you hold on with me?
Okay.
I'd like to hear this. Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor, and be right back.
EcoSafe is the company that provides natural organic pest control that takes care of pests without using harmful toxic products around your pets and family. EcoSafe offers complete commercial and residential pest management, flea and tick control, rodent control, and termite inspections and treatment. Call EcoSafe at 1-855-825-2849 today to make an appointment for natural organic pest control. EcoSafe is also offering franchise opportunities in the pest control industry. So call EcoSafe today at 1-855-825-2849 or go to ecosafepest.com.
At Natural Organic Warehouse, you get more than just affordable products for your farm, landscapes, ranch, or home. You also get practical field-based advice on how to best solve problems. That's because we're growers too. It's our advice that sets us apart from other product providers. Get the products and the advice you need by visiting naturalorganicwarehouse.com or call us at 888-998-9669. That's naturalorganicwarehouse.com, 888-998-9669. Better, cleaner, sustainable choices. You already know how great all-natural Crazy Water is to drink, but now there's a Crazy Water bathhouse which is located in historic mineral wells, and it's the only place you can take a natural mineral bath in Texas. Enjoy day treatments or stay for the weekend in our luxurious guest rooms. Enjoy mineral baths, soaking tubs, treatments, and massages. Relax, unwind, and rejuvenate. Call 940-325-8870 to set an appointment. That's 940-325-8870. And don't forget, you can pick up bottled Crazy Water in HEB, Whole Foods, or Central Market. Crazy Water, so good it's crazy. BioSI is a leading manufacturer on beneficial microbe and enzyme products. BioSI products help build healthy soil to grow healthy gardens and food crops, and it also loosens the soil, reduces fertilization needs, and helps reduce irrigation needs. For growers, BioSI has recently introduced Stubble Digester, which will significantly reduce crop residue and help prepare your field for next season's growth. Contact BioSI today at 866-393-4786 or go on the web at biositechnology.com. That's biositechnology.com.
It is not uncommon for the air inside a home or office to be more toxic than the air outside. This is because of the presence of toxic materials that outgas and the fact that homes and buildings are better sealed and insulated than ever before. Keeping windows open as often as possible allows fresh air in and keeps toxins flowing out. This is especially important when cleaning your home. Skip the store-bought air fresheners and instead try boiling cinnamon, cloves, or any other pleasant herbs. Also, plants may not make your house smell different, but are good for filtering contaminated interior air. Natural organic cleaning products are now on the market and are competing for that spot under your sink. They are non-toxic and they do not put off toxic gases. Visit howardgarrett.com for more information on how to live a healthier lifestyle and to find great products for your home that work well and don't contaminate the air.
Black cow. Manure, black cow.
If you want the best-looking grass in the neighborhood, top-dress your lawn now with up to a half inch of Black Cow composted cow manure. This gives the dark, rich organic matter in Black Cow time to work its magic on your yard before summer arrives. Millions of beneficial bacteria begin to work, improving your soil. It's a natural fertilizer that releases nutrients slowly, the way Mother Nature intended. Laying new sod this year? Spread a layer of Black Cow evenly over the entire area, then lay your sod. Have bare spots? Enrich the soil in those areas by working Black Cow into the native soil. You'll be surprised how quickly bare spots will fill in. in. For the best looking grass this summer, apply Black Cow now. Look for the bright yellow and black bag at your garden center and visit us on the web at blackcow.com.
Black Cow, the mature manure. Black Cow.
Without good health, little else matters. Good health affects weight, skin quality, teeth, hearing, eyesight, and enjoyment of life. It also affects your energy, controls your allergy sensitivities, and helps prevent the degenerative diseases like diabetes, arthritis, heart disease, Parkinson's, Alzheimer's, MS, and cancer. Here are a few ideas on living a more healthy life. Drink water from glass or stainless steel rather than from plastic bottles. Plastic, especially the soft plastic bottles, outgasses contaminants that accumulate in the body and negatively affect your health. Eat food that is grown or raised naturally and prepared with little or no processing or toxic chemicals. Exercise regularly. Walk or do more vigorous exercise on a regular basis. Work out with a partner. Or join a yoga, fitness, or martial arts class. Visit howardgarrett.com today for more information and products to help you live a healthier lifestyle.
Trees become infested with insect pests and diseases when they are in stress and sick. That's when Mother Nature sends in the cleanup crews. Insects and disease pathogens are simply just doing their jobs, trying to take out unfit plants. More plant sickness is environmental. Too much water, maybe not enough water, too much fertilizer, or maybe the wrong kind of fertilizer. Other culprits include toxic chemical pesticides, compaction of soil, and grade changes. There could also be ill-adapted plant varieties, overplanting single plant species and creating monocultures, as was done with American elms in the Northeast. The Dirt Doctor's Tree Health Plan is simple. Keep trees in stress-free condition so their immune systems can resist insect pests and diseases. The sick tree treatment is basically stop using high nitrogen fertilizers and toxic pesticides. Remove excess soil from the root flares, aerate the root zone heavily, apply organic amendments, and spray trees and soil with Garrett juice. To learn more on maintaining healthy trees, go to dirtdoctor.com.
All righty, Howard, back with you. And we were talking with Ron up in Oregon about this radiation thing. Go on, Ron. I'm sorry I had to interrupt you.
Yeah, just a quick one. If you you go to the TED Talks, type it in, and look up, just type in Paul Stamets, Six Ideas to Save the Earth.
Paul Stamets, S-T-A...
S-T-A-M-E-N-T-S.
Okay, Stamets. All right.
He's one of the world's foremost mycologists.
Okay.
Quite a researcher, and anyway, been at it for many years. Well, he did a TED Talk. It's real short, but the guts of it is that the saprolite, the mushrooms, will eat your high-energy particles, the radiation. They'll eat all light band spectrum of energy.
Right.
Mm-hmm. And the world of the mushrooms, the fungi, the humans, and the animals are the super kingdom of life on the earth. And it's because we share the same enzymes and alkaloids and other chemistry. And your fungi breaks things down by creating peroxidases, pisces or daisies. So it can quickly remediate the other, you know, carbon life on the earth. But anyway, I'll just leave you with that. But and when you type that in, look at that. Quite an insightful archaeological discovery of the earth's past and what the mushrooms, the fungi played in that.
Once again, the life in the soil being the key to everything that we talk about here, basically. But that sounds fascinating. I'll look that up. Again, it's Paul Stamets, S-T-A-M-E-N-T-S.
Yes, and if you go to their website is Fungi Perfecti, and it'll tell you all about your the four highest or five highest immune-building fungi components, stronger than anything else on the earth.
Cool.
For your immune system.
All righty.
Because it breaks everything down. It's really just a fabulous insight into a whole, you know, new venture in discovery.
Well, I appreciate it, Ron. Thank you very much.
You bet. Take care.
We'll talk to you soon. Yeah, once again, the health in your gut and the health in the soil, all very similar and very much related. It's why we recommend Dr. O'Hara's probiotics and other related kind of things, and it's why we recommend the natural organic program for the soil. Once again, I wanted to tell you about our newsletter. It's free to begin with. The membership to the Organic Club of America costs a little bit, not a lot. It's the membership part of the website. The newsletter doesn't cost anybody anything. It's a completely separate deal. It goes out on a weekly basis. There's 110,000 people or so that are taking it, and it's growing all the time. I think people like it because it's one subject at a time. The current newsletter, if you haven't gotten it yet, and it's not up on the website yet, but will be later on if you're not currently getting the newsletter, is about the books that I recommend that aren't mine, and the ones I've learned from, the ones I recommend that you get and read and learn from. Some of them you can rent or, you know, get from a library or whatever. You might even be able to get some of them on tape. Something we ought to look into, actually. And then a lot of these used book places online can get the books if they're not in the bookstores. Most of the bookstores could probably get them for you, too. The one that we featured, and the one I have talked about a couple of times today, I really think would make a terrific gift for any of your people on your list that are into plants, is called Seeing Trees. And it has just fantastic photography of the close-ups of details of trees. You'll just learn a tremendous amount. I've learned a whole bunch of stuff that I thought I knew. The author is Nancy Ross Hugo, and her photographer is a big part of the book. I got it in California when I was out there on one of our trips, but I'm sure you can get it ordered, mail order, or check with your local bookstore first. It's something that I recommend that all of you have in your library. It is really good. It's called Seeing Trees, Nancy Ross Hugo. And let's see what the other thing was I needed to talk to you about. I guess just to close the festivities today by saying once again that if you haven't gotten into this natural organic program, you haven't given it a try yet, please do. Every part of it works better in every related way than the chemical approach. The chemical approach using synthetic fertilizers, you know, is a way to kill the soil. It's a dead material. We want to use compost. We want to use something that's totally full of life. And not only that, we'll stimulate more life in the soil. It's what it's all about. The life in your gut, same thing. The kind of foods, organic foods, fermented foods, good quality clean water, all of those things that we talk about all the time. We talk about and cover all of that on our website on dirtdoctor.com in the health and nutrition area. And then, of course, the rest of the website's about doing the same thing with the soil and with plants. Whether you're growing plants inside in pots, greenhouse operations, are 10,000 acres. The natural organic approach works better. It's as simple as that. If you give it a shot, you will see that. I've enjoyed being with you very much. I'm Howard Garrett, the Dirt Doctor. During the week, you can send us questions, info@dirtdoctor.com. Website is dirtdoctor.com. And you can go to Facebook, Howard Garrett, or The Dirt Doctor, and participate there. It's a lot of fun, a lot of pictures. See you soon. Don't forget to feed the birds.